There is no right to state office or appointment. The right to become a candidate for state office, like the right to vote for the election of state officers, is a privilege of citizenship. With those words, federal judge Janet Neff handed a major setback to Michigan Republicans who want the court to strike down the voter-approved redistricting commission. Zach Orchow of Gongwer is here to walk us through the challenge and Judge Neff's opinion. So, Zach, we're talking about one opinion and two lawsuits, Daunt versus Benson and Michigan Republican Party versus Benson. Benson, of course, being our Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson. So the plaintiffs are asking for what in these two suits?
Well, what they wanted was something called a preliminary injunction that would have prevented Secretary Benson from continuing to implement the redistricting commission. Right now, the applications are available and going out to voters on a random basis to become members of the commission. And so the lawsuits are designed to halt that process.
And before you walk us through Judge Neff's ruling, when Michigan voters approved that ballot proposal put forth from voters, not politicians, a year ago, exactly what did that set in motion? What did they say yes to?
Well, voters called for the redistricting process, the process of drawing the maps for Michigan's U.S. House districts and the Michigan legislature, out of the legislature, which controls the process or had controlled the process, and into the hands of a citizens commission where there would be four Democratic members, four Republican members, and five members without party affiliation or with minor party affiliation, and they would draw the maps instead.
And remind us what the conditions are spelled out for anyone who wants to serve on the redistricting commission, and it's now in the state constitution, what can't you be?
You can't have been a current or recently elected partisan official. You can't have had a great deal of involvement with the political parties. And maybe most controversially, you can't be a relative. Meaning a relatively close relative of one of those people. So it definitely ruled out a lot of folks.
So you can't be a lobbyist. You can't be a paid consultant.
Right.
You cannot have been a declared candidate for partisan election, federal, state, or local. And it was interesting the judge used a phrase, the whole point of that is to squeeze out the legislative influence and what? Give it to the citizens.
Yeah, that was definitely the idea. And I should mention, too, that besides the goal of halting this process, these lawsuits were designed to overturn the entire constitutional amendment, that their argument was the problems with that they see within the constitutional amendment are so strong that you have to throw the proverbial baby out with the bathwater, that the whole thing is flawed.
Okay, and in these two GOP lawsuits, so when we're talking about Daunt versus Benson and Michigan Republican Party, exactly who are the plaintiffs in these lawsuits?
So in the Daunt case, it's a whole bunch of folks who say they would be eliminated from consideration from the commission, that they are one of the classifications that is prohibited from being part of the commission. And in the other case, Michigan Republican Party v. Benson, the main purpose of that one, it did raise the same issues as Daunt, but it also claimed that the state Republican Party should be able to have some say or all the say in who a Republican is for the purposes of serving on the commission, that it shouldn't just be a self-identifying factor.
Okay. And it is striking because I did read the whole 47-page opinion last night. And thank you. And as you read the list of plaintiffs, it's like, well, yeah, tick, tick. They ticked all the boxes of all of the ones you're not supposed to be.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what did the judge, first of all, what was Secretary Benson's argument for keeping things as they are?
That the state has a legitimate interest in restricting who can serve on the commission. The whole point of the commission was to remove insider political influence from the process, and that the voters clearly spoke when they amended their constitution to do this. That was the big piece on the commission membership, and on the Michigan Republican Party's case that they should have some say in who a Republican is. The basic argument was, well, no, that there's lots of boards and commissions in the state that are designed to have a Republican member or a Democratic member or both or some combination, and only in a very limited case, which is specifically spelled out by statute, do the parties actually choose the members.
No, so the judge, she did not throw out the lawsuit. She denied the request for a preliminary injunction. And why did she deny that request?
Well, there's a multifaceted reason for this. I think the most important reason is she determined that the plaintiffs in both cases were unlikely to prevail on the merits of their case. Meaning, as she reviewed the arguments, she did not believe that they were going to win this case. And that's a critical piece in a judge deciding whether to issue a preliminary injunction or not. So that's important because it doesn't mean she just denied the preliminary injunction. It means the judge has sort of telegraphed she doesn't think their case is likely to win, period, meaning their case is in serious trouble. But going back to the specific components of how she came to that decision, she pretty much sided with what Secretary Benson said, that the state does in fact have a legitimate interest in restricting who can serve on the commission, and that this, you know, the idea of the political parties, you know, getting to choose their members on a state board or commission just simply doesn't match up with long-standing practice.
What are the Republicans whose names are on these lawsuits? What are they saying to the Michigan voters, the majority, who said yes to this new way of drawing political district lines?
I mean, the Republican Party, meaning the leadership of the party, the kinds of people who are in this lawsuit, have never supported the idea of taking redistricting out of the legislature and putting it in the hands of the commission. I mean, they've made no bones about this, and I don't think they're really terribly concerned with, you know, how the voters acted on this. That, you know, they believe redistricting should stay within the legislature. They don't like the commission concept. These aren't their words, but I think it's, you know, too bad, so sad is really what it comes down to. That they, you know, I think politically they don't believe this is advantageous, and, you know, philosophically they believe the legislature should be the ones in charge, with the governor having to sign off on a plan. And if that doesn't meet, federal constitutional muster, which is their argument, then too bad.
So the voters have spoken, but they're saying, we think we know better?
Yes.
So now what?
So the next logical step would be an appeal. I mean, you can't, if you were willing to file this case, you're not just going to let this die at the district court level. They'll take it to the Sixth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals, presumably. That's known to be a conservative-leaning group of judges. That said, Judge Neff, who issued these decisions yesterday, was appointed to the bench by George W. Bush, a Republican former president. Mm-hmm. I think it's likely that this is going to get pushed all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. In all likelihood, the stakes are high enough that I would guess it's headed there eventually, because it's clear that if you're the plaintiffs, you know, simply saying, well, we didn't get the preliminary injunction, let's just continue to fight our case out before Judge Neff, that's a losing path. She signaled she doesn't buy your case, so they're going to have to, you know, take their chances with the Sixth Circuit.
Zach Gorchow, editor of Gongwer News Service in Lansing. Thank you, Zach, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Cindy. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.